everybody. This week for Radio Labyrinth Presents, we thought we'd dig into the archives. Why, and find an interview that doesn't have a video to go along with it. Please enjoy Radio Labyrinth Presents interviews with Tim, Jeff, Steph, and a little guy we called Ira, as we interview comedians Ron White and Doug Stanhope at the Punchline Comedy Club.
This is Radio Labyrinth. We are recording live in the Punchline, 10:39 on a Monday night. We just finished seeing Doug Stanhope, Ron White. Who else was here,
Special
Jeff?
Special guest.
Brett Erickson. From Roast Battle.
Right. Yeah. And Jamie Bendel, the proprietor here. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
No, this is awesome. This is a treat.
Yeah.
For us.
For real. Thank
yeah,
you so much.
Walk by.
Doug Stanhope.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is. Oh, Jamie, get up.
Get the fuck out of here, Jamie.
I don't need headphones. You can tell the owner to beat it. Of course, you're going to pick him. There's six people on this podcast. One's the owner. Hey, fuck off. Hey, this is Doug Stanhope. I'm sorry I couldn't commit to being on your podcast because I knew this show was going to go weird. I don't know how weird, and the night's not even half over.
You feel good about it? We had a blast, man.
Yeah.
Oh, we loved it.
Fucking killer.
We're getting on the Ron White bus.
Oh,
and
okay.
And Bird Cloud is going to do a private show at the Ron White mansion that I've heard so much about. So
no
once,
shit.
And we didn't know that till the show was already in progress. So, yeah, it kind of fucked up everything. Like, I forgot to do my whole closer is about my girlfriend, if you know me.
Let's do it now.
No. I'm going to burn material on this one.
Come on, we need the numbers.
Don't blame you.
No, I wouldn't either.
This is rock and roll, man.
It was so much fun. There's one other time we got to do that where we introduced, hey, will you tolerate? I know the show is running long. Will you tolerate some local talent?
That was great.
And you could see people flinch but have to agree and clap. And then we brought out Roseanne from where she grew up in Salt Lake. And they fucking went ballistic like they did tonight for Ron White.
It was great. Well, because we were sitting back here and we saw Ron, so I kind of had a feeling that that was going to happen. But for everybody else, yeah, they went apeshit.
Yeah.
She's killer.
I'm glad that you're back and on the road, man. And going back years and years and years, like hearing you on all those fucking XM shows and shit. But I have all the CDs, so I would just listen to them over and over again. So it's nice to see it, especially in a show like this. It was fucking great, so thank you.
It's coming back together. There's Bird Cloud. Bird Cloud, where are you playing? Hey, when does this podcast go out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Where
Come
are you
over.
Playing on Saturday?
Bird Cloud.
We're playing at Melrose and McQueen, 7:30 sharp.
Do you know what that Melrose and what?
Hi, I never heard of that. This is Matt from Bird Cloud. We're going to be
listen. You don't want him on your podcast. There's shit interview.
7:30 this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, I
we'll look forward to that.
I knew I'd be drunk by now. Sorry.
Good.
That's my manager going, making sure we tip the.
Yeah.
So yeah, did they tell you where they're playing?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. She got that in.
7:30 Saturday. Drink,
yeah.
Well,
it is
just
very
go to
hectic.
Bird Cloud.
Yeah, go to Bird Cloud.
Isn't it weird
it's
having
fucking amazing?
What does she do? What is the show?
Oh, no, Bird Cloud. They're musicians.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was a sad sack of shit walking around Williamsburg. If you look up, listeners, if you Google search Bird Cloud Vodka Soda Berg and watch that video, you will be as hooked as every single person that's ever seen that video. And
all
you
right.
could close the podcast on that if
we
you
do
that. Such
Done.
Things.
Okay.
We'll do that at least.
Do
absolutely.
It. I'm going to do
now
it right now.
From Nashville.
That's cool.
And is the bus here?
The bus is here. You don't have to stay, man.
I'm this Ron White bus, man.
How's Bingo?
Yeah, before you go.
One story.
Yeah, speaking of your girlfriend, how is Bingo doing?
Bingo is doing great, except for overstimulation. The amount of people, a merch booth would crush her the same way. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than the merch booth. And yes, I know people want to get a picture.
Yeah.
But when you're on stage, it's like a fist fight. Where when you get off, you're like, what just happened? Like, I need to take in what just happened. And if you enjoyed your set on any level,
you can't bask in it.
I don't want to go out and be a politician immediately and shake hands and try to listen to stories from drunk people. And if you had a bad set, it's even worse. I don't want to see what I think are looks of derision.
They don't work.
Well, you definitely need
Ron White's here, too. Hey, this is the Ron and Doug show now. You guys can take off.
All right, we'll see you
guys. See you later.
We got this.
Ron, I saw Smith's Old Bar tomorrow night.
Yes.
And what kind of... Is it going to be the same kind of thing? It's going to be a little rowdier.
Shit. Never come to my shows in the same tour. I fucking hate it.
Don't even come to my shows in the same decade. You want to give it 10 solid years before you come out and see me again, and that way I'll have a good
You're
solid...
You're like an old Chappelle.
Very, very old Chappelle.
Every 10 years.
I got some new stuff for you. And I don't mind rolling it out either.
It's been about 10 years since we saw Ron at the Punchline for the first time. I think
No, it's been longer than that, man. It's 2003.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
God.
That show.
Wait, you opened for Bobcat?
Yeah. Yeah. I featured for him, I think.
Oh, God.
Or whatever. And it was like 9 million years ago.
Yeah, it was.
I've been working this. Back when I had real drug problems.
I wanted
not
to bring
this little
that up.
Phony bullshit I got going on now.
Can you bring this up? Is Kathy here? Because you told me a story, and I still remember this from whatever, 94, whenever we were in Oklahoma City in that pile of shit comedy condo. You told me about being fired by this very club for doing acid on stage.
I
remember that, motherfucker.
That's putting it pretty lightly. They actually had another club, and it was called Punchline Underground, and it was at just downtown L.A. Atlanta, and it was a really cool area. They tried to make it work. So there was Hooters down there and some nightclubs, and there was a really cool comedy club, very Victorian. They spent a lot of money on it. Wraparound balcony, sat 50 people up there, sat 350 people overall, big tall ceiling, and it was New Year's, and the other comedians in town, which was at the Improv and Buckhead, and then the comedy... Well, the Punchline, and then the other one that Peta owned up in whatever.
Listen,
Smyrna.
No one listening to this knows Chris DePetta.
Okay, fuck this Chris DePetta. Okay, all right, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He's Billy Gardell's manager.
You're exactly right. Yeah. It's Billy Gardell's manager.
Then he does that.
And
a small aside. At one point, I go, Billy Gardell, what happened to that guy? Like, he drifted out of comedy. Oh, he's been on a hit sitcom
with the number one movie star in the entire world.
Yeah, I don't know how it's amazing what happened to him.
You sit at a bar a lot of the time. You go, oh, he doesn't come to the bar anymore. He must have drifted.
Right, he must have fucking wonder what happened to him. What a sad story that Billy Gardell story. Yeah, being Billy Gardell carried Tim Wilson to his grave. Me and Billy Gardell were both poor pulmers just to drag this motherfucker into it.
I'm going to drag you back to where you did acid.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So I got a deal. We've all got a deal. It's all the headliners I know, and we're all going to do acid. And they're all going to do this acid they're getting from this friend that we all knew, and we always had the best acid. And I wasn't getting my acid from him. I had two hits of blotter acid in my wallet that I'd gotten in Alabama. And so it's Saturday night. We don't have a Sunday night show. And the guy that's the feature act plays a fucking didgeridoo. Fucking part of this fucking act. So the whole week, I'm like, you can hear it through walls and shit. And I'm like, what a talentless fucking piece of shit this guy is. And so on New Year's,
did you
really start
hate mail filing?
Oh, yeah, they're coming in.
So
what happened was I started thinking, well, we'd rented a hotel in Midtown. And we were all going to eat the acid at a certain amount of time right after the second show. and we're going to meet at this hotel room. We're all going to trip and party. It's going to be fun, right? It's a good plan. Well, I start thinking, well, how good can my acid be? Because it's fucking blotter acid from Alabama. And it turns out it probably wasn't made in Alabama. It was probably an import acid from a lab in California somewhere. Because 30 minutes, I ate it right before, I mean, right after I came off stage, I was like, oh, my acid probably sucks. And fucking, I just eat two hits of it, and I'm just on my back 30 minutes later in the green room just going, oh, fuck, are you kidding me? From Alabama? So I start hearing the didgeridoo, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I know I'm going to close the didgeridoo. And I'm like way too fucked up to do a set of any kind. And they were looking for me, and I was in the green room with the lights out, and I knew they were looking for me because they'd come in, but they would notice the lights were out, so they would assume I wasn't in there, but I was. I was laying on the floor tripping my balls off. And so they go out, and they finally they come in, and they find me, and they're like, Ron, you got to do a set. This is New Year's Eve, second show. Both shows sold out. Biggest show that they have all year long. And I have made a fucking total miscalculation of just how hard I need to be tripping to make
for
this
the record,
fucking...
In the book that I is coming out soon, my worst show was doing mushrooms on New Year's Eve in Alaska.
What?
Right. Every time I have you, I hear
that's
a
why
similar
we love each other.
Story, I gotta put this out. I have a similar story.
Right. So they're
not
leading
as bad,
me.
I remember yours.
They're leading me out there. And I'm just telling myself, okay, Ron, you got to, all right, just don't, if you think of something funny, don't say it. Just don't say it. Just fucking keep yourself calm. Just do the show as written. Do it as written. And so I go out there, and it's a really tall room, and it's got a big high stage. Sure, you're not in it, like the fucking banana club in fucking Cincinnati.
You're in a cone at this point.
Well, I'm just saying you're up away from the crowd. It's a high stage. And then a really high ceiling. So you're not in it like this, like a small cloud. Right. You're up away from it. So they really can't see the details of my eyes, which is good. And
but you can see the details of theirs.
Oh, I could. Well, I had to make them blow out the table candles because there was 50, there were 50 table candles dancing in my fucking eyes. And I'm like, well, I can't do this at all. There's no way I can do this. So they blew them out. That's great, and so I'm doing that. And I'm just murdering, and I can see the rhythm of the material. I'm just beating this crowd to death. I was doing 9 shows a week. I was so goddamn good back then, just fucking knocking the shit out of them. And I drank a beer on stage then, and I ran out of beer, and the set was so fun that the staff started watching it. And quit waiting on tables.
And that's when you know it's going bad.
Well,
when the staff is interested.
I didn't know that at the time. I really didn't. I thought it was going fine.
I thought you were out there like Doc Ellis pitching a no-hitter.
Right. Yes. Tripping my fucking balls off. Like, and then going
it's
well.
It's not like there's a bartender going, oh, this is going to be so much better the 8th time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, like, we never. So, anyway, they. I ran out of beer, and I don't say anything, but they just the staff was watching. They just brought me another beer, and then just put it on the stand. So for whatever reason, I said, look at there. If I make you laugh, they give me a beer. Later, if I make you jump through a hoop, they're going to give me a big 8-ball of blow. And nobody laughed. And you heard somebody drop a tray of glasses in the back, and then a long pause. And then it was like the rest of the set was like it was like the end of Young Frankenstein when Gene Wilder, the whole thing's gone to shit. He's just trying to dance his way past the last fucking 20 minutes of it. And it was horrible. And I was booed. And it was a special night for a lot of people.
So let's, like, because we
want to recap it.
I saw all the to-go shit going out. So we got to leave. But the firing was. Were any of the people involved in this punchline involved in that firing Chris DePetta? Well, indirectly. We already said no one knows Chris DePetta.
Yeah, he was here earlier. And but anyway, Well, I got to go get paid. I don't have a Sunday show. I've just done my last show of the week. So now I got to go face the management. And quite frankly, getting kicked out of this chain for doing drugs is kind of like getting kicked out of prison. It's really hard to do. It's really hard. I don't know how hard you have to fuck up to get kicked out of prison, but I got kicked out of fucking prison here. For but when I admitted it, I was like, okay, I get it. I'm fucking, all right, I was blazing. And actually, I get my the guy goes, were you a little fucked up on stage tonight, Ron? And I said, I'll take a check. I didn't take a check. So I'm done, right? I've done this, you know. So we go back to the. I'm on a fucking MARTA train ride straight to where the fucking hotel we rented is. We're all going to be tripping. They didn't get their asses. I'm the only one fucked up. And so we're up in a hotel room with all these fucking people that are sober, and I'm like beating balloons off the fucking wall. I'm going nutty, nutty, nutty. And so they're giving me fucking pills, trying to get me to come down, blue pills, green pills, red pills. I'm like, motherfucker, and I don't come down at all. And they all go to bed because they're bored of me, and I'm still fucking making noise out there. And Marta doesn't run to take me back to my hotel room until like dawn or something like that. So it gets to be dawn. So I think I go to the bus stop up the hill. I take one stop to the train, take that nonstop to my hotel, and I'll be fine. Great. Great. I'm walking up the hill, and the pills start hitting me. And I look like an elephant that's been shot in the ass with a tranquilizer dart. I start staggering slow up this hill. And some people help me onto the bus, and I'm like, hey, yeah. And then they put me on MARTA, which is a train that goes back and forth across the city all day long, back and forth across the city. And there, I pass out completely. And I have a fever blister that breaks, and I start bleeding from the mouth, and I'm really pale, and I've been tripping all night, and now I'm out on Xanax and whatever they've given me, and I just bounced across the town for hours, just back, passed out, nobody would talk to me, nobody saved my life, nobody did anything, and eventually I woke up and figured it all out, and I was like, okay, I'm in Sandy Springs, and I've probably been here 7 times, so I go back to my hotel and sleep it off.
And the didgeridoo never makes a reappearance.
Did the check cash?
It did, but I was not invited back for 10 years, and that was not the first time it had happened. So I was like, okay, I get it. Every once in a while, I'll fucking knock one out of the fucking park.
Every 10 years,
I don't
I'm
get to come back.
It's been 10 years since I've been here, so hopefully 10 years more. Ron White, it was a pleasure to be on your podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.
Hey, this is Doug Stanhope and
Ron White.
And if you're listening to this drop, it's because we've passed away and they need ratings.
Yeah.
Try again.